If it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was
7:30.
Or half.
A half past 7.
Uh-huh. And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you say it was
7:45.
Or a
quarter to 9, 8.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
And say 1972 was last year. 1973 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
Okay. And talking about the weather, you look up the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Okay. What would you call it when the sun is shining and bright and there aren't any clouds? You'd say that was a
beautiful day.
What's that?
Beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
A beautiful day, not a cloud to be seen.
Uh-huh. And when it's real cloudy and overcast and you can't see the sun, you say
it's so cloudy.
Or it's a what kind of day?
A cloudy day.
Uh-huh. And if the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say it looks like it's going to
fail.
Okay. And say if the clouds were getting thicker and you figure it might rain or something in a little while, you say the weather was
changing.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
Mm-hmm. There's too much rain.
You say we had
enough rain.
Uh-huh. Would you call that a cloud burst? Or?
Yeah, that's what they do call cloud burst.
Any other name?
Like flood.
That? Uh-huh.
And a flood.
What if there's thunder and lightning?
That's a thunderstorm.
Okay. And if it's not a heavy rain, you say it's a...
That's a mist of rain.
Or
shower.
Okay. What if it rains just all day, slowly?
This is a massive rainy day.
Uh-huh. And you say all night long the wind
blew.
And if you had some clothes on your lines, you say the wind has wet those clothes off.
I told them I have whipped the clothes off the line.
Because the wind has wet so hard.
Blew it so hot.
Huh?
Blew them off the line.
Uh-huh. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's
cold from the north.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call
a storm?
Or coming from halfway between south and west.
Northwest. I mean southwest.
Uh-huh. What about south and east?
South and east wind.
Huh?
South and east.
Uh-huh. And east and north?
East and north, uh-huh.
And west and north?
West and north. South and east. I mean, yeah, south and east. South and west.
Uh-huh.
North and south. North and west.
Uh-huh. Say if the wind had been gentle and was getting stronger, you'd say it was
coming up a windstorm.
Or the wind was doing what? It was
blowing wind.
Well, it was getting stronger.
Yeah.
You'd say the wind was
stronger.
Uh-huh. You say it was rising or blowing higher.
The wind's rising higher.
Uh-huh. And if it had been strong and was getting weaker, you'd say it was.
The wind has ceased it.
Okay. And you say, well, the wind was pretty bad last night, but in years past, the wind has what harder than that?
It has been harder than that, stronger than that.
The wind has
blown harder than that.
Okay. What do you call it when you have these huge winds and it just tears houses down? And
tornado.
Okay.
Some of them we call them a twister.
What about another name for that?
Storm.
Or
hurricane.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Hurricane, tornado, twister, windstorm.
Uh-huh. And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd say you had a
fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a
foggy day.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you
have a drought.
Okay. And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had
a hard freeze.
Or what if it wasn't that bad?
A frost, a heavy frost.
Okay. And it was so cold last night that the water pipes
burst.
Because the water in them
pipes froze.
And the pipes have already
frozen.
Because the water, or the pipes have.
Or where the base, because the water froze.
Okay. And if it gets much colder, the pipes might
burst again.
Because the water might
freeze.
And you said it was so cold last night that the lake
froze.
Would you use the same word? What if it just was real thin ice, maybe around the edge?
It's cold, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Would you say the lake froze over if it's just around?
No, no, you wouldn't say it froze over. They said the water in the lake froze.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all I wanted to ask you.
It looked good.